This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA. 9% of the precincts reporting, Democrat Raphael Warnock has been projected the winner in one of Georgia's two Senate runoff elections, defeating incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler. If the numbers hold up, Warnock will become the first black American elected to represent Georgia in the Senate. In the other race, Democratic candidate John Ossoff is leading GOP Senator Perdue by a very thin margin and too close to call. The results should be completed by this afternoon. In the final step in certifying the next president of the United States, the Electoral College vote count in Congress today is expected to be much longer and more contentious of an event. Under federal law, January 6th is the date. Electoral College votes determining the next president are counted in a joint session of Congress beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern. The process is presided over by President of the Senate. In this case, it's Vice President Mike Pence. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A missing teenage girl from Washington State has been found. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has more.
A 15-year-old girl believed to have been kidnapped from Yakima, Washington, and the subject of an Amber Alert found late Monday near Wells in Elko County, Nevada. Yakima police said a suspect vehicle seen around 10 p.m. Monday in Nevada. Authorities pulled the driver over. The missing teenager was found in the car and safely recovered. The suspect arrested and charged with kidnapping and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He's being held in Elko County Jail on $250,000 bond. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Experts were projecting 2020 as the U.S. auto industry's worst year since the Great Recession, but upbeat numbers indicate it wasn't too bad. Sales for 2020 are expected to come in around $14.5 million. That would be down 15% from the 2019 total of 17.1 million vehicles, but it is significantly better than the 10 million to 12 million some experts were forecasting last spring. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Per the Constitution, January 6th, the Electoral College numbers from the 2020 presidential election will come to a final vote in Congress. Expecting fireworks later today, USA Radio News' Dan Araki fills us in.
A number of Republican representatives and senators say they will challenge the electoral vote count when Congress meets on Wednesday to certify that vote. Congressman Jim Jordan says he plans on issuing challenges to the electoral vote in six states. The Ohio Republican told Newsmax what to expect on the floor of the House.
Well, what you're going to see is several members of the United States House of Representatives object to the electors being accepted and certified in six states. And the reason you're going to see that is because all these states, there was unconstitutional change in the election rules just prior to the election. The Constitution, Sean, as all your viewers know, is very straightforward. It says that the legislature determines the time, place, and manner for elections, not Supreme Courts in the state, not governors, not Secretary of State, not county clerks, not Facebook, not Twitter. It says the legislature. And in all these states that we will object to tomorrow, someone outside the legislature, they went around the legislature and changed the election rules. And the reason they had to go around the legislature is because they were controlled by Republicans. So they sued in friendly court. They got a hack Secretary of State who had changed the rules at the last minute. That's how they did this.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named four lawmakers to serve as Democratic leaders in the House ahead of the expected debate. The session should begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey. I think people woke up this morning and said, what happened and what is happening? I guess that's the big question here. After all that's been discussed, and it looks like the Democrats were able to secure one Senate seat, and the other one with Perdue and Ossoff is still too close to call, as they tell me. Joining us right now is John Guandola, the president founder of Understanding the Threat, counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, and he's at the Capitol right now in D.C. John, are you participating and observing what's going on there with this March for Trump and fair elections?
I certainly am. It is a great day, Bill, to be on with you. I can't think of anybody else I'd rather be on the radio with than you right now.
Well, that's awesome. You know, we talked with Amy Kramer, who was one of the founders of the Tea Party movement, and she's been one of the leaders for these marches that have been taking place. This will, in effect, be the third march on D.C. in the last 2 months. The first one generated over a million. I think it was 1.4 million, according to D.C. police. The second one, about the same. And we're expecting an even larger group yet to show up to support, support our Constitution and to support this president and to take a stand against these fraudulent elections.
Yeah, I will tell you, the crowd is growing here. We are in front of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And in one part of the Capitol grounds, a small group has gathered, and they're praying right now. They're singing Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. And just to my right is a growing group of supporters of liberty and the president, people are streaming in now. And then, of course, you've got a crowd at the Ellipse because the president is going to be speaking there in a little bit this morning. It is quite a sight to behold, I must say. It is it's amazing to be here, and it's amazing to we arrived night before last and spent yesterday with groups of people praying.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into my old friend Michelle Bachman from your neck of the woods.
Yes.
And she's actually right here with me. And we've been praying and with a group of people and watching what is transpire. It is incredible.
Well, the anecdote to all this exactly, John, is prayer, and this is what's being exampled right now. Regardless of what man would want to do, God's still in charge, and we're still to understand, you know, what is all this that's happening in America today? What do we need to be on guard for? And I don't think we want to look to, you know, Joe Biden or his administration for what's happening in America. I mean, this is a spiritual issue, and the fact that people are praying across the country and they're in D.C. in mass numbers. I mean, what does this tell you, John, about the people of America and the patriots of America? What is this organic response telling us?
Well, I think there are a couple things. You just nailed it that the foundation of our law and government, per our ideal, the Declaration, is the law of nature, nature's God, which at the time of our founding, legally defined in Blackstone's commentaries as the will of God and Holy Scripture. Mm-hmm. And we have a nation where we have allowed our rulers to insinuate hostile ideologies into this country that undermine liberty and undermine God's presence in our society. And we have allowed, you know, 60 million of our most innocent to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And we have written these things off as just social issues instead of the very core of who we are. And I think what I'm seeing is a group of very angry but patriotic and freedom-loving people
mm-hmm.
saying enough is enough. And they realize that at the root of the problem are cowardly Republicans. The GOP is dead, and it should be dead.
Yes.
And these people, including prominent conservative talking heads, and you and I talked about this the last time I was on your show recently,
mm-hmm.
these people who hang their hat on the Senate race in Georgia for saving the Republic, and we must have a Republican Senate to save America. What a bunch of garbage. The same Senate that opposed Mr. Trump, that opposed the Constitution, and that opposed the will of the people for the last 4 years, and I would argue for the last 20 years, you know, you cannot put your hope in that.
Right.
And
it's quite telling as well, is, you know, today, later on, you know, Vice President Pence is going to be there administering the Electoral College count. And how many Republicans are not participating to take a stand against, you know, a call for evidence? I think a reasonable call to have a hearing and, a 10-day investigation on these abnormalities. I mean, an out and out right fraud that's being swept under, you know, swept under the carpet just so that Joe Biden could become the 46th president.
That's right. And these people, which make up the majority of the Republican leadership, these people are traitors and cowards. And patriots see that. And they realize that the system, I just think back, Bill, to reading the Declaration, and the majority of the Declaration are all the grievances.
Mm-hmm.
Against the king. And if we just look at what has been going on and what the elite Republican leadership, the Mitch McConnells, the Lindsey Grahams, the Mitt Romneys, the Jeb Bushes, all these people who have turned their back, and they cover themselves by saying, well, we're following the Constitution. Well, the Constitution is not a suicide pact.
Right.
This is a revolution by the communists and their allies, their jihadi allies and their globalist allies, to bring down the Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And the patriots that are out here in Washington, D.C. are making a stand and saying this is enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognize what's going on.
Well, you know, the Bible's real clear, John. You made mention of it in this part of Scripture, is that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. The people are not rejoicing right now, and because righteousness is not reigning, you know, for the very reason that you mentioned, 60 million plus babies have been aborted. What has been perpetrated upon, you know, the poor of America, how these elites have manipulated the funding that we, you know, we send to Washington, D.C. to support these important issues, and how that money is moved around willy-nilly. And, of course, especially with these with this recent stimulus that was poured out, and that so much of it went overseas for, you know, some very obtuse reasons. And it makes you wonder and scratch your head that, you know, what is the interest? I mean, Donald Trump said, look, we need to focus on America first. You know, it's kind of like being on that plane. When those oxygen bags come down, you put your mask on first. This is where we are. And look at the ruling elite thinks otherwise. And it looks like they may be in the driver's seat. But, boy, they're going to have a tough time because there's quite the resistance, an organic resistance that's building that's quite evident there in D.C. More from John Guandello.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food, food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
I'll tell you, We the People are coming out in mass to make a clear pronouncement. And John Guandola, I think it was quite interesting when you got 40% of America you know, pretty much in agreement that something fishy happened here in River City. I mean, nothing short of voter fraud, 40%. And I think by comparison, you have Black Lives Matter, which represents maybe, what, 2% of the country, if that. And look at all the commotion they've caused. So why is less than 2% more problematic than 40%?
I think it goes back to the, you can put it a number of ways, but, you know, evil is powerless if good men stand up for the truth. And
yes.
You have a large number of our leaders on both sides of the political aisle who have done nothing as this evil has grown, the evil of Islam, the evil of communism, globalists, those who would sell out this nation to line their own pockets and for their own power. And as you and I have discussed, it's all about control of the state.
Yes.
Power.
Yeah.
That's what this is about. You know it. And the people have got to stand up and make a stand and say no more. And I'm prayerful that that is what is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
But the question
is, you're right. Yeah.
Will we do it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the line in the sand, and here's where we are today, because the warnings have been going on for decades, John. As you wrote in your article, U.S. Election Fraud, a National Security Crisis, America faces the culmination and natural outcome of a 100-year effort by the communist counterstate and 60-year effort by the Islamic counterstate. I mean, the noose has been set, and it seems to all but now fallen around the necks of a once liberated America.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The other night I was walking from my hotel back up here to the Capitol grounds, and I wondered about all of the briefings over the years I've done to chairmen of committees of the Intelligence and Homeland Committee, to senators like John McCain, and dozens and dozens and dozens of members of Congress and directors of intelligence agencies. And I just, I asked the question, you know, what was the outcome of that? And how did that really move the needle? Because here we are now, where we find ourselves in this position where it's down to where we said it would be, which is patriots standing on the line, holding the line, and are going to have to enforce liberty on our rulers. And I think that's where we are.
This is really, in essence, the second American Revolution that you and I have been talking about. I think ever since we first met that there was one on the horizon, and it is now here, is it not?
Revolution, because it's really a counter-revolution to the communist and jihadi and globalist revolution that culminated with the assault on the 2020 presidential election. So what we are, what these groups here on the Capitol are, this is the counter-revolution.
Mm-hmm.
This is the defense of the republic. This is the
this is the people.
This is the rise of the people. That's
exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, without a doubt, and this is what it's going to take. I mean, if there was ever a call for action, this is it. And sometimes, you know, this is what defines and really seals the idea of preference, you know, the experience that we're going through. And it's causing people to realize that, look at, maybe because of, you know, of course, this past year dealing with COVID, you know, family issues, on and on. We've ignored our government because this is a government of, by, and for we the people. And because we've ignored it, the elites have been happy to take over, and they've been filling their pockets with our money and serving themselves. This is clearly what has been happening. But look at, God bless all those that are in D.C. and you, John, as well. The leaders who have put this together, you know, we expect over 1 million people to be there in D.C. to take a stand for freedom, for our Constitution, and for our president, and for free and fair elections.
Amen to that. And I'm excited to be here, but really blessed to be a part of this. Something is definitely happening here. I heard the analogy yesterday of a catapult being cranked back and just waiting to go. So we'll see what happens. But thank you for being a constant voice for liberty.
Well, it's our commitment. It's been from day one, John, and as long as God would have us here, and there's no doubt that there are going to be, you know, there have been opposing voices. We already saw what happened in the first session of Congress, this 117th Congress, and it's ridiculous. And, of course, now what they're projecting with these two Senate seats, you know, hey, it's going to be a fun ride, but I'm like you. I still believe that good wins over evil all the time, and that, you know, in this process, even though Donald Trump in the last 4 years has been an exposing agent of all the discrepancies and corruption, you know, that may go away. You know, all those investigations may fall apart if the Democrats are able to take care of and take hold of all three branches of government here that we're talking about, the White House, and you know, the executive branch, and, of course, the legislative branch. And those investigations will go away. But the fact of the matter is that you still have, 70% of Republicans who know that there's mass corruption in our country, and how is the Biden administration going to deal with that?
Well, not well. I suspect people like you and I will fall under attack from God forbid that kind of administration.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we are, you know, we are watching the rise of the American people. Ready to take up their place in history.
Exactly.
Defend liberty.
Well, John, this might be an opening. I've been asking this question for quite a while. I don't know if you remember from John Naismith's book, Megatrends. He referred to the Democratic Republican Party being, you know, like two dinosaurs mating. That America's next step was to get rid of the two-party system. And maybe what's happened right now could be the catalyst for that destruction. What do you think?
Well, you know me, I'm not a political analyst only from the national security perspective, but I will tell you that, in my opinion, the Democrat Party is the Communist Party of America, and the GOP is finished. It doesn't stand for anything. So I think the Patriot Party is coming, and it's long overdue.
Well, it will be on the rise, and I think that I think Donald Trump will find a very comfortable home, a more comfortable home with the Patriot Party as opposed to the GOP. What do you think?
I would agree. I certainly, it was something we recommended on interviews and articles that the Patriot Party be created even before he was inaugurated in 2016. For the 2020 election, that didn't materialize, but now people are talking about it. So we'll see. I think at the forefront is defending the republic, and we're in grave danger. But you know, tens of millions of Americans are stepping up. We'll see what happens.
John, is this election fraud that we're dealing with? Is this the tip of the iceberg?
Yes, I believe it is. I think what's happening is through this process, and it's what the Donald Trump has done, is he is a wrecking ball. He's ripping open all kinds of corruption. He's exposing it. He's pointing to it. He's calling it out. And the system always rejects and hates people like that.
Oh, without a doubt. No, it likes the status quo. John Guandolo, U.S. Naval Academy graduate, served as an infantry reconnaissance officer in the United States Marines, combat vet, and served as a special agent with the FBI from 1996 to 2008. Of course, he is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. UnderstandingTheThreat.com is where you can go for more information. John, safe travels. Thank you again for representing We the People there and all the others there in D.C.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage? mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%. You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on Georgia's Senate runoffs. With 99% of the precincts reporting, Democrat Raphael Warnock has been projected the winner in one of Georgia's two Senate runoff elections, defeating incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler. If the numbers hold up, Warnock will become the first black American elected to represent Georgia in the Senate. In the other race, Democratic candidate John Ossoff is leading GOP Senator Perdue by a very thin margin and too close to call. The results should be completed by this afternoon. In the final step in certifying the next president of the United States, the Electoral College vote count in Congress today is expected to be much longer and more contentious of an event. Under federal law, January 6th is the date. Electoral College votes determining the next president are counted in a joint session of Congress beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern. The process is presided over by President of the Senate. In this case, it's Vice President Mike Pence. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, that might be the perspective that too many Americans are holding this morning as they woke up to the news regarding what happened in the Senate race, the Georgia Senate race. With us right now is Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director and TPP man in Washington, Bill Pasco. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I've had better days, Bill. Let's put it that way. It's a heck of a way to wake up to start a new year, to realize that Democrats are going to be in control of the White House and the House and the Senate again.
Well,
what a
short memory America has. I mean, we went through this experience under Barack Obama, and we're still dealing with, a health care system, Obamacare, that was an absolute mess from the get-go. And, all these things that have lingered. I mean, you know, the loss of jobs, how people were relying on the government, the fundamental change that he said was going to happen to our country. We didn't have enough misery then, so I guess we really want to try it one more time to see if it was just our lying eyes or maybe we just misread things or what. I don't know, but to want to go back to what we had to endure for 8 years under an Obama-Biden regime is quite interesting, to say the least. And how we got here is still very questionable, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, Mitch McConnell has a favorite axiom for times like this. He says there's no education into the second kick of a mule. You know, what, once you've been through, just as you said, we've been here before. We know what happens when Democrats have control of all three levers of power in Washington, the White House, the House, and the Senate. That's when bad things happen. We didn't just get Obamacare. We got the Dodd-Frank financial reform law that made it so difficult for community banks to lend into small businesses that basically froze our economy there for 8 years. It wasn't until the Trump administration came in and began to overturn some of the regulatory reforms that had been put in place under the Obama-Biden regime that we were finally able to get some growth going. You know, back in 1993, when Bill Clinton first came into office for 2 years there from 93 to 94, he had control of the House and the Senate as well as the White House. That's when we got the biggest tax increase in American history.
Right.
The good news I can tell you is that a 50-50 majority, and I have to say a 50-50 majority because, you know, people are listening right now and they're thinking, wait a second, Bill, 50-50 is not a majority. 50-50 is a split.
Right.
Of course, what happens here is the vice president acts as the president of the Senate. And so that means that Kamala Harris will be casting the tie-breaking vote whenever the Democrats need it. But the key is she can only cast a tie-breaking vote if all 50 Democrats are there
yes.
to vote for whatever cockamamie idea they want to vote for. First off, this is the age of COVID. We've got people in the House and in the Senate who are going to be missing days at work for several more months because they either they've tested positive or they have to quarantine because somebody on their staff tested positive.
Exactly.
That's actually going to make a difference now
because
one vote can deny a majority to the Democrats. If there's a single Democratic senator who can't be on the floor because they're not well or somebody in their office is not well, that could make a difference in the congressional schedule.
Of course, they could change the law, too. They could change the rules, Bill, and say because of COVID. I mean, this COVID era has allowed for so much flexibility and the breaking of tried and true rules. Hence, what we have endured during this recent election. I wouldn't be surprised if Schumer and Pelosi, were able to execute some sort of rule in the House and Senate that says you can vote, electronically from your basement.
I wouldn't put that past them, Bill. You're absolutely right. Their ambition knows no bounds. They don't recognize any restrictions on their ability to muscle things through. You're absolutely right. But now let's examine how do you get to 50 votes if you're a Democrat and you have to worry about Joe Manchin, and not just Joe Manchin, but you also got to worry about another not as well known Democratic senator, not as well known because she was only elected in 2018. She only started serving 2 years ago in 2019, and that's Kyrsten Sinema. Mm-hmm. Of Arizona. She has demonstrated in her first 2 years that she's not going to march in lockstep necessarily with Chuck Schumer and the rest of the radical left that now is the base of the Democratic caucus in the Senate. Imagine you're Joe Manchin right now. Imagine you want to call Mitch McConnell this morning and say, what's it worth to you to get me to switch parties right now?
Wow.
So that you get to stay majority leader, because that's a good first name for you, Mitch. I like you as majority leader, and I'd be happy to join Republicans if you could offer me the right inducement. You know what? If I were Mitch McConnell, I would say, you want to be chairman of the Appropriations Committee?
Whatever you want.
Everybody in West Virginia want you to be chairman of the Appropriations Committee. You can have it.
That's an interesting phone call.
That's a very interesting phone call.
How far flung would that be?
It wouldn't be crazy. I remember on the morning after the 1994 election when Republicans had taken back control for the first time, Phil Graham was then the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and he did a press conference on the morning after where he didn't just gloat. He announced that that morning he had had a conversation with Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, who was a Democrat, who was elected as a Democrat. First to the House, then to the Senate, and on the morning after the election in 1994, Shelby announced that he was switching to the Republican Party. These kinds of conversations happen from time to time, and a guy like Manchin, who's not just a senator, he's been a former governor, he is beloved in West Virginia, he can basically write his own ticket, do whatever he wants. he would not at all have a problem. And keep in mind, West Virginia is Trump country. West Virginia just went, you know, in 2016, it was 62% of the vote for Trump. I think it was probably right close to that, 60 or 61% for Trump in 2020. So his constituents would actually probably appreciate it if he flipped parties and left the Democratic Party and joined the Republican Party, especially if it acted to serve as a break on the radical left and
exactly
and give the Republicans a seat at the table.
And that's an excellent point, just what you just said, Bill, and that is that he serves as a break because he has been the voice of reason and is almost have, by virtue of the Democratic Party going so hard left, he finds himself more alone these days and a bit of a dinosaur looking to extinction. And a life in, you know, his future in life in the Democratic Party is questionable, whereas in the Republican Party, Joe Manchin lives on and very effectively and only adds to a legacy of moderation and fairness, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And keep in mind, Jim Justice, the governor, is now a Republican after having been elected. If I remember correctly, he was elected as a Republican originally, but then he switched to the Democratic Party and then he switched back to the Republican Party. So in West Virginia, it's not uncommon to see major statewide politicians changing parties.
Well, that's an interesting proposition. What is your takeaway out of Georgia?
My takeaway out of Georgia, it's still too early to do any kind of deep level analysis on where the vote showed up. But I got a couple big, you know, the 30,000 foot view takeaway. Let's face it, for the last 8 weeks, the leader of our party has been telling Georgia Republicans that they don't know how to run elections. He's been telling them that the integrity of the November election is significantly in doubt. He believes that Georgia was stolen from him. And you gotta wonder what kind of effect is that gonna have? Is that kind of messaging coming out of your party leader gonna have on turnout in an election where everybody knew this was all about, this wasn't about persuasion, this was about mobilizing turnout.
Exactly.
And I think we got that problem to deal with.
Well, according to Fox News voter analysis, single most important factor was, you know, party control of the Senate. 60% of those that came out to vote, they understood what was at play here. It was the control of the Senate. And Georgians felt that, at least so far, with this one race between Warnock and Loeffler, which has already been given to Warnock, that it would be in better hands with the Democrats. Bill Pascoe, as always, appreciate the time, buddy.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Despite being the second most common blood cancer, responsible for nearly 13,000 American deaths annually, multiple myeloma is considered a rare disease. Multiple myeloma develops in the bone marrow, where normal blood cells grow and plasma cells are made to help fight infection. It crowds these cells and produces an abnormal antibody known as M-protein, which can cause tumors, impair the immune system, and more. Multiple myeloma is a relapsing, remitting cancer, meaning the disease is likely to return even if a patient had initially responded to therapy. Each patient's treatment journey is unique. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma can be manageable for many patients. Victoria Akins has been living with the disease since 2014.
I tried to be tough when my multiple myeloma started to take a physical toll, but it was hard to accept my new limitations after being so independent and active all my life. I am, though, grateful I received an early diagnosis and that my care team really helped me manage my symptoms. I know that while multiple myeloma is a chronic disease, there are treatment options every step of the way, and I have a great team to guide me. I am glad my life is getting back to a routine that I'm more familiar with.
Multiple myeloma can impair immune function, so it's important to note the potential risk of COVID-19 and stay safe. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, today is the most important day because every once in a while, you've heard me say this before, there are moments in time where these moments are more critical than others, and the decisions that must be made need to be in ratio and consideration to that significance. And I believe this is where we are today. And at 1 o'clock, Congress will meet, the Senate will meet, and Vice President Pence will be in charge of the proceedings here to certify the Electoral College vote. And what we need to understand again, and really get our brains around it, just how important that certification process is. Rick Manning joins us now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, you know, this is really a sacred and honorable opportunity, I believe, for Congress, for our government, to put its seal of approval and confidence on this election process, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's the Congress, you know, people say, well, this is not Congress's role, some people do anyway. But the fact is, it is Congress's role. It's their constitutional role to assert that, to ensure that the electors that were sent to the Electoral College are in fact, were in fact rightfully won. And it's pretty clear that the Bush v. Gore, which is the seminal decision on elections from 2000, makes it clear that while Congress can't change state law, if they determine that state law was in fact changed, and not by the legislature, by other actors, then they can intervene. And so this is exactly what that kind of situation anticipated. And, you know, the fact is Congress is going to decide whether or not there was fraud in the election, or as Ted Cruz would like to have them do, delay the decision until they have their own independent investigation into it, and then vote after they have an investigation. So that will be on the Senate side, at least, that will be the crucible point. Mm-hmm. I know there's going to be a lot of members fighting regarding this to try to recognize the Trump electors as the rightfully won electors. Mm-hmm. And it is one of those seminal moments in history.
When you have 40% of America saying there was voter fraud that existed here, I mean, I'm looking at the numbers again. I keep bringing this up and maybe just falling on deaf ears here, but I see a movement like Black Lives Matter, which represents, what, 1%, 2% of America? And look how much havoc and commotion. Of course, you know, they're getting all kinds of in-kind support from, you know, the media and social media and all that. So it really makes that that small percentage group, you know, carry a big stick, so to speak. And here we are, 40% of America goes, look, there's trouble here in River City. I mean, you've got Republicans, Democrats, Independents all alike in agreement that it looks fishy. It doesn't make sense. You know, there's just something not settling right in their spirit. So what Senator Cruz is asking for is, and not unprecedented, this has happened before, where you call a timeout on this and say, look, at this really demands an investigation, because right now you leave it where it is and you've got people at each other's throats, you know, saying, look, there was absolute fraud here. And then they say, well, show me the evidence. And then all you got to do is, you know, the Epic Times has done a great job in laying out the different evidences and on all these different areas and the collusion, the cabal that took place during this election that's supposed to be free and fair. And, you know, I would just hand that to people and say, here, you know, just take a look at this and then tell me, based after you read this, tell me that there wasn't, you know, voter fraud that took place.
Yeah, it's one of the most astonishing things is how people can be willfully blind on this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the media has made a field day out of saying, you know, no proof has been offered without evidence and the words like that. And the fact is, what evidence is overwhelming.
Exactly. The counterproof, Rick? Where's their proof that says it was absolutely free and fair? Their proof is, well, even judges have turned it. Activist judges who clearly are biased have turned this away from Stacey Abrams' own sister. I mean, just go down the line. Right. And well, these guys...
Exactly right. And you know, you have the Supreme Court, which had made a decision. They were not going to clearly made a decision. They were not going to get involved. They abdicated their responsibility as the Supreme Court of the land. They refused to take the case.
They recused themselves, Rick. How does the Supreme Court recuse themselves?
It's astonishing. How they recuse themselves is by, they're not supposed to, but like I say, they abdicated their responsibility. They punted. And as a result, they've left it to the people to kind of fight it out. And that's the exact opposite of what the role is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But having said that, here's what I think needs to happen. Senator Cruz's amendment is reasonable, and a delay so the Senate and the House can look into it themselves is a reasonable thing to happen. It should happen. The evidence is there. There's evidence coming out even to this day about Italian intervention in terms of vote switching. And so we need to take a look and say, you know, how, so the elected officials can make a determination if, in fact, the evidence is sufficient enough to correct the election.
Exactly.
And, you know, that will end up being a partisan decision. Mm-hmm. Getting to today, specifically, Mike Pence has the seminal role here, the most important role, because what he has to do is he has to decide which electors the House and the Senate are going to consider, or if they'll be allowed to consider any electors. For instance, mm-hmm. he could say, in these six or seven states, there's such a strong evidence of fraud that we don't know who actually won. And so I am not presenting electors for those six states.
Yes.
And because we have alternative electors, we don't know who won. Mm-hmm. At that point, the House and the Senate could vote to say, no, we want to choose between those electors. Or they could say, okay, we're only going to do the ones that are allowed. Mm-hmm. If they only do the ones that are allowed, President Trump wins. Mm-hmm. So Nancy Pelosi is not going to let that occur.
Of course.
The second alternative that Mike Pence has is he can present the Trump electors in those disputed states and say, the evidence for fraud is so overwhelming that we are going to vote on whether the Trump electors should be recognized. Then the House would, you know, Nancy Pelosi would go nuts about it. Mm-hmm. Sure. And the question then becomes, will the Senate vote for the Trump electors or will they vote for the Biden electors? Mm-hmm. Because both houses have to object to a set of electors in order for those electors to not be recognized. Mm-hmm. So if the Trump electors are the ones that are being voted on, then there's a chance that Congress will and can, in fact, name Trump the president. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, President Trump, sorry. And then lastly, Pence essentially does the Biden electors, at which point the Republicans object. And even if they win the Senate, they won't win the House, and the fraud stands.
Yes.
Those are the three options. It's a the last one is the by 95% to 5% probability is the most likely mm-hmm. scenario.
Right.
But it's up to Vice President Pence to make a decision of which electors he's going to put forward to be considered.
Well, we said repeatedly here that democracy demands courage. And this is a time, you know, you talk about Thomas Paine, the time that tries men's souls. I mean, this is really a soulful issue. Are we going to stand on the integrity of our foundational documents, or are we going to just turn a blind eye and become complicit with the corruption that took place? Because the certification process, like in any other profession, we were talking with Bill Federer, who is a former CPA, and he said that he didn't want to become partner of the firm, because when you become partner, you have to certify your own signature. You take full responsibility for the presentation of somebody's tax report and tax records. And so, you know, it's that serious that it can get you into all kinds of trouble. But yet, members of Congress, because they're all attorneys, most of them, and they know how to get around this, they just certify and they rubber stamp these things. They get bills that they don't even read. Like the stimulus, I mean, 2,500 pages for this recent stimulus, and it was put out in such a way. I mean, there was no way that, I don't even think one member of Congress read that stimulus bill. Do you?
Nobody could have read the whole thing.
No.
That's absolutely true. And those who tried wouldn't know. You have to, when you read a bill, you also have to know where stuff fits in, so it fits with other stuff. So it's not just reading the 2,500 pages. It's laying it out against the existing law so you see what's actually being changed. So it's even more complex than that. And to think you can read it in a day or 8 hours is absurd.
Yeah, but that casualness is what bleeds over into this.
They've agreed. Congress has effectively, members of Congress have rolled over and said, we are going to accept, we're just going to trust you. We don't, you know, trust leadership. And we're not going to bother with any kind of ability to actually do our jobs. And the reason that they do that is because, unlike members of boards of directors or people who are partners in accounting firms and the like, Congress is exempt from liability. Members of Congress can't be sued for the decisions. Because they're exempt from liability, apart from the liability of a voter voting them out of office, they are, they can be casual in terms of rubber stamping stuff, even bills that spend, you know, $2.3 trillion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they read the talking points, which I get, by the way, from leadership. I see the talking points. And you get the talking points, you talk off the talking points, but you don't actually read the 2,500 pages because nobody can do that.
That's right. Yeah, it's impossible. This is why they have, staff to do this. And if it's anything like Obamacare, look at all that. I mean, I don't know if you ever tried reading Obamacare. Your head will explode by the time you get to the second
page.
It's
impossible.
Yeah.
Bill, just one thing for listeners. Call your congressman right now. Call your senators right now, urge and demand that they support the Trump electors. Nothing could be more important right now than have that. The Congress is going to consider this at 1 o'clock, probably go through the evening.
Exactly.
Contact them
now.
Leave
it there.
And
Rick Manning, thank you, buddy. Take care. All right.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health